This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Shed hunting, the collection of shed antlers, is a wildly popular pastime in Colorado, but it's banned January through April. CPR Stina Sieg explains why.
Pausing shed hunting basically gives wild animals a break. When shed hunters tromp through their habitat looking for antlers, it stresses out deer, elk, and moose, says Colorado Parks and Wildlife's John Livingston.
That constant pressure is causing them to burn calories that they need to survive, not just the winter, but also the early spring.
That's when many of these large ungulates are close to giving birth. Shed hunting is big business, with antlers used in decor, dog toys, even medicine. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston was baffled when he learned about the city's sexually transmitted infection laws. Denverite's Kyle Harris has more.
At the AI summit earlier this year, Johnston confessed he learned a troubling fact. If you have an STI in Denver, or you know someone who does, you have to report it to the head of the city's health department. Hardly anyone follows this rule. The state does most of the STI tracking, but if city officials find out you or a friend have an STI, they do have an obligation to investigate. Johnston's spokesperson said the mayor is looking into getting rid of this rule and others. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado's effort to reduce prison overcrowding doesn't seem to have had much impact so far. The state activated an emergency plan for the first time last August, freeing up $3 million to add more beds and allowing for some expedited releases. But prisons are still nearly 98% full as of December, and hundreds of inmates already sentenced to prison are being held in jails across Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.